got some money to spend tonight.
And it is that time to find out what's happening in the Pikes Peak region this weekend. And joining us from Peak Radar, Jonathan Toman, who is the manager of Peak Radar for the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak region. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And hopefully it was a good week for you.
Yeah, it was, and yet I'm still looking forward to the weekend, so both things can be true.
Right. So as we approach the holidays, are we seeing a lot happening in our area?
Yeah, in fact, we are at that time of year where a lot of events are holiday-themed, and several this weekend are for sure. And first off, we'll start with Rockledge Ranch's Holiday Evening, which is tomorrow evening from 4 to 8 p.m., over at the ranch, and the whole area will be transformed with the sights and sounds of the holidays. There'll be tractor rides, old-time musical entertainment, lantern light tours to the 1860s homestead cabin that they have there, blacksmithing demonstrations, barn dancing, and Victorian and Edwardian celebrations in two different houses at the ranch. So they're transforming it for the season, and you can get hot cider and other goodies along the way to stay warm. But it's a great family fun activity to check out tomorrow evening.
Perfect.
All right, what else is on the docket?
Yeah, also tomorrow, if you want to try to stay indoors a little bit more, the Old North End Holiday Home Tour runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow, where the self-guided open house tour to some of the most historic and architecturally significant homes in the Old North End neighborhood. You can start at any of the homes, and the website to check out there is csholidayhometour.com, because you can get the tickets there, and then you can check out which homes are on the list, and you can purchase tickets day of at the actual homes. So to write down the addresses and check that out as well. But again, another fun thing to stay inside. And then Sunday we have a couple of events as well. The Christmas Symphony that the Colorado Springs Philharmonic puts on is at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon. And they'll feature Christmas classics, seasonal favorites, and also a very merry sing-along. So bring your vocal cords if you're going to that as well.
That's awesome.
Then last one on Sunday is tips for winter hiking at the Garden of the Gods Visitor and Nature Center. That's part of their Gateway Adventure series that they have. And just because it's winter doesn't mean you have to stop hiking and getting outside. Coloradoans know that. So this will sort of go over the gear, safety, what are some good trails, and knowledge to help you get outside in the months as we get a little colder here.
Perfect. And of course, Jonathan, that's just the tip of the iceberg, isn't it? You can see more events coming up on your website.
Absolutely. PeakRadar.com is the place to go. Follow us on our social media to see more as well, and check out our holiday guide, which still has right around 70 events
Wow. Still
that are coming up this holiday season. There's a lot happening always in the Pikes Peak region.
That is perfect. Jonathan Toman, manager of Peak Radar, have a great weekend, and we'll talk with you soon.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Our pleasure. Just a quick reminder, Karen's here is hosting their second free food distribution at their food bank today, 3 to 6 o'clock this afternoon. They are located at 2605 Preamble Point. That is just off Constitution, east of Constitution and Powers. So if you or someone you know needs some help, again, a free food distribution happening this afternoon from 3 to 6. It's approaching 7:41, 19 minutes before 8 o'clock on KRDO.